It is time for another edition of Talk of the Town, and joined on the phone with Mayor Tim McPhee. How are you doing today, Tim?
I am very well, Renee. How are things back in Bangorville?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. You are out east, I hear.
Yeah, I'm visiting my mom in here in Nova Scotia right now.
All right, well, glad to see that you get some family time away from us, but in the meantime, we back here are getting ready to celebrate a special day, apparently.
That is correct. On Saturday, April the 23rd, I will be proclaiming it as Val Sweeting Day in honor of Val's accomplishments in her curling career.
Yeah, she has had a phenomenal amount of success in recent years with her curling career.
For sure. And the last three Canadian titles back to back to back. And she missed out on the Worlds because of COVID.
Mm.
And when she was at the Worlds this year and they got a bronze medal, we haven't been able to recognize her or celebrate her accomplishments in Bangorville because of COVID. So we're putting together a big day for her back here in Bangorville. And I know she's excited to come back and share everything with us.
Yeah, for sure. We will be having Val joining us here in just a couple of minutes on the phone as well. And we'll also have some more details of what the town has planned for Val's Sweeting Day. But first, you've known Val for quite a number of years, even before her curling career took off.
Well, when her parents, Ross and Marcia and Val, when they first moved to Bangorville from Saskatchewan, Val had already had the curling bug for sure. And, of course, they joined the curling club right away and they're part of the curling community. And I think we all could tell at the time how dedicated she was to her craft, to her sport, and with the help of her parents and the determination of Val. You could tell as a young person that she was a very good athlete, but she was driven for her curling, and it's a good example of for young people. If you want something in life, if you go work hard, you can accomplish it.
So now we will actually join Val Sweeting also on the phone line. How are you today, Val?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, first off, what was your reaction when you heard the town was going to proclaim April 23rd as Val Sweeting Day?
Oh, I was blown away. That's something I never would have expected, but I, you know, I've always really appreciated all the support that everyone in town has given me, and I'm super excited to come there and celebrate with everybody.
Absolutely. So maybe if anyone's unaware, maybe let's just do a little bit of a backstory on your time in Bangorville and how you kind of got to where you are.
Yeah, I moved to Bangorville when I was 13. I went to the Bangorville Composite High School. I'm originally from Saskatchewan. That's where I started curling. But then when I moved to Bangorville, I played on a high school mixed team and with some other players out of Edmonton. But I played in the leagues in Bangorville and the Bonsfields and whatnot. And yeah, it's always been a good time. And even recently, I was in a bit of a bind for practice ice. So they were able to help me out at the Heather Curling Club. And Dean Brooks came out and held the broom for me. So yeah, it's just been, you know, always there for me.
Absolutely. And your time as a professional curler, I mean, you've had so many accolades throughout the years, and especially recently. Let's go through some of those. I mean, you had your own team for a bit there and had a lot of success there before joining Team Enerson as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was back in 2010. It was one of my first years in ladies. We were heading to our first provincial together, and I remember being at the bullpen, and that's kind of where the original Team Sweeting sponsors came from throughout the years. I think every business in town has probably supported me at one point or another, and I really appreciate that. But I call them the OG3, the original three, Helena Farms and Hair Fantasies and Big Glass and Billick Financial were the first to sponsor me, and we went on to win provincials that year and went to our first Scotties. So that was definitely, you know, a key memory that I cherish and hang on to. And then a few years later, a new squad, we got to the Scotties 2 years in a row and made it all the way to the final. And at the time, it was pretty heartbreaking to lose that game, but, you know, 2 years in a row. But I came home and everyone was super excited and had signs up and everything and wanted to see my silver medal. And so it definitely, you know, helped me lift my spirits. And yeah, then even fast forward to now, we've fortunate to win it 3 years in a row. So it's pretty exciting. And I, after losing those finals, I always dreamt of kind of having a celebration at the social center with everyone in Bakerville. And I'm super excited to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what does it mean to you to have the town of Bakerville proclaim Val Sweeting Day? Obviously, it's a huge honor.
It is. It's such an honor. You know, I'm just a small town girl who worked really hard and had a lot of support. And so I'm very fortunate that a lot of my dreams have come true. And it means, you know, more importantly, it's the community and, you know, hearing how everyone's, you know, cheering and watching and supporting and all that kind of stuff and getting together. And I think that that's super special to me too. And just having lots of family and friends there and to root us on and from home too. It's an incredible feeling.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing you on April 23rd at the Heather Curling Club and then for the Spaghetti Supper fundraiser as well.
Yes, thank you. I'm so looking forward to it.
We do have, like I mentioned, an event coming up for Val Sweeting Day on the 23rd. We'll go back to Mayor McPhee. Tell me what the town has planned.
We're going to be on the 23rd starting at 3 o'clock at the Curling Club in the lobby. That will be there. There will be the Canadian Ladies Championship Trophy. She'll have her world bronze medal, and we'll have some signing sessions. She'll sign some cards from her Team Canada, her whole team. That's pictured on the cards. Plus, there'll be opportunity for people to get their picture done. And we're encouraging everybody, youth, any curling fans in the community, and to come out and wear something red and white to represent Team Canada colors that Val wears. And we're very excited that she's willing to come back and do this. Plus, there's also the same evening will be the Curling Club's fundraiser, their spaghetti supper. And Val and her parents and some friends will be attending that as well. Right now, if anybody's looking for tickets for that event, they can get a hold of Dean Brooks at 780-632-9891. And it's going to be a great evening. It's for 18 and over only. but everybody else in the community, if they could come out to between 3 and 5 to the curling rink and just acknowledge Val on behalf of the community. And she's brought a lot of recognition to our community over the years. I think it was Terry Jones from The Sun used to refer to her on the tour or any championships he was in as Bakerville Val. That was her nickname she got on the tour from the sports writer Terry Jones.
Right. So. Definitely looking forward to this. And that is going to be free of charge to come and say hi to Val and get an autograph, right?
It certainly is. And like I said, we encourage everybody to try to come with wearing something with Team Canada colors on it at least so they can get the picture done. Quick picture with Val. And, it's going to be a very feel-good couple of hours for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that the Heather Curling Club Spaghetti Supper fundraiser, that is always a heck of a fun time. So if you are able to, I highly encourage you to get tickets to support that and support a great cause. There's also going to be a special auction item as well, I hear.
Yeah, so everybody bring a few extra dollars. And Val will be making some memorabilia available for an auction. And she's also making some other of her jerseys, one other jersey, autographed jersey, available for the Bakerville and area Stands with Ukraine for a fundraiser. So Val is supporting everything in our community, and she supports the curling club. She always has. It's been a big part of her life there at that facility, and she's more than willing to jump in and help out the Ukrainian committee that support what's going on in Ukraine right now. So
yeah.
All in all, Val's always been a big giver back to the community. So
for sure, definitely looking forward to this. Make sure you're watching the Town of Bakerville's social media and website as we get closer to April 23rd. Mayor McPhee, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just wanted to thank you for going the extra mile and reaching out to both of us on phone and putting this together. And I want to thank Val for taking the time, you know, to do this and in supporting, you know, the curling club. And so if you haven't got your tickets already, please step up. Everybody get their tickets. Thank you again, Renee.
Anytime. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Talk of the Town.